of six other counties. Since Delgado won the June 26 Democratic primary, Basso and the National Republican Group have spent most of the time talking about Delgado on his rat past rather than his current political positions. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Eric Anderson reports in the Albany Times-Union that One Jet's flights back and forth from Albany and Buffalo that began in February have stopped for now due to financial difficulties. One Jet brought back the first public flights between Albany and Buffalo in a decade. Earlier in the summer, the carrier ended its flights from Albany to Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported earlier this week the Internal Revenue Service recently filed a lien for $621,556 in excess taxes from the airline. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Albany County Department of Public Works announced August 29th that construction begins at the intersection of Dutch Settlement Road and County Route 9 in West Bern on September 4th. The intersection in the southern Albany County town will be closed starting September 10th with a 16-mile-long detour along Ricard Hill Road, State Route 30, and State Route 443 handling traffic. The construction and detour is expected to last through Thanksgiving. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org.
Here are some more headlines from WOOCLP, WGXE's partner station in Troy.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says the federal government will take swift and aggressive legal action against cities that open supervised injection sites for illegal drug users. U.S. Department of Justice officials had previously declined to comment on the sites that Philadelphia and about a dozen other jurisdictions are considering in response to the opioid crisis, other than to say they would be illegal. While research on supervised injection sites is sparse, evidence suggests that safe injection sites are associated with slightly reduced rates of drug-related crime and reduced risk of overdose. GlobalFoundries is announcing some big changes that could result in hundreds of layoffs at their factory facility in Malta. GlobalFoundries eliminated 424 jobs at its Malta semiconductor factory and another 31 based at SUNY Polytechnic Institute in Albany, according to filings with the State Labor Department. GlobalFoundries is the largest private employer in Saratoga County, and these layoffs represent over 12% of its workforce. The first layoffs are expected to occur November 28th, according to the WARN filing.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and actress Cynthia Nixon sparred on Wednesday in their only debate before the September 13 Democratic gubernatorial primary. Nixon is challenging Cuomo from the left, running on a platform calling the Medicare for All, marijuana legalization, and abolishing ICE. During Wednesday's debate, the two Democrats repeatedly clash on topics, including the New York State Health Care for All bill, which Nixon supports and Cuomo thinks would be better implemented at a federal level, and the right of public employees to strike, which Nixon supports and Cuomo does not.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny afternoon with a temperature high near 83 degrees. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a slight chance of showers after 11 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 60. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. The sun rose this morning at 6:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:32 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 44 seconds less than yesterday. So there you have the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. For local news reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.
You're tuned to Radio Art, Creative Transmissions, Sound Experiments, Noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre. Yeah.
spreading the good news. And then there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater. No one knows what is up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater. So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
It's a big day for trade, big day for our country. A lot of people thought we'd never get here. Because we all negotiate tough. We do. So does Mexico. And this is a tremendous thing. This has to do, they used to call it NAFTA, or we're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. We'll get rid of the name NAFTA. Has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA for many years. And now it's a really good deal for both countries. And we look very much forward to it. And I believe the president is on the phone. Enrique? You can hook them up, please. You tell me when. How are you? It's a big thing. A lot of people waiting. Hello? You want to put that on this phone, please? Hello? Be helpful? Thank you.
Presidente Trump, ¿cómo está? Muy buenos días.
This just breaking now, President Trump's campaign manager Paul Manafort and his personal lawyer Michael Cohen are each guilty of 8 criminal counts that will result in jail time.
You know, I always thought this whole investigation was a nothing burger, but now it's starting to feel like a burger.
Before this plane lands, we need a response that isn't you pretending you only speak Portuguese.
You're being compared to Nixon, and not just because of your flop sweat and sexless marriage. Because of impeachment.
Hello, you can't impeach a sitting president.
You're thinking of indict.
Wrong. I'm thinking of cake.
Just stick to the message that Cohen is a liar. Why am I dragging myself into this?
See you at the hearings!
Just get Giuliani, tell him to pump himself full of Mountain Dew, sew his mouth down the middle, and say 2 things at the same time.
Sir, do you think it's a good idea to put Rudy on TV? Okay, Rudy's on TV, everybody.
There is no law in the jungle, and that works okay. What, are you going to throw all the elephants behind bars? Prisons are crowded enough as it is. Do you think Robert Mueller would give me immunity?
And more breaking news. During Michael Cohen's guilty plea, he said he committed crimes at the behest of the president.
Hey, must be the turbulence and not the walls closing in on me.
Sir, are you feeling all right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, is this plane getting smaller? Because this fuselage feels like a drinking straw.
I hate to say the obvious, but have we thought about a
war? Oh, my God, of course. What are you thinking? Croatia? Iceland? They got Muslims there, right?
We'll find out when we dig through the rubble.
That's my cue. I can't lie about what I don't know.
Oh, God, I need legal advice. You know who's just the lawyer to help me out of this jam? Michael Cohen.
Got my
Black Friday. This week we had Orange Tuesday. The courts of law have finally confirmed what a lot of us have been thinking for a long time. I'm not crazy. The president is an actual treasonous crook.
The worst week yet for President Trump. On Monday, we had just learned White House counsel Don McGahn had been talking to the Mueller team for more than 30 hours of interviews. Tuesday, Trump's campaign chairman Paul Manafort found guilty 8 of 18 criminal charges. Within that same hour, Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleading guilty to charges, including what he said were hush money payments made at the president's direction. On Wednesday, Trump insisted he found out about the hush money payment later on. But the problem with that is, AP reporter Catherine Lucey asked Trump about the payment back in April while cameras were rolling in the back of Air Force One, and we got to hear her question and, more importantly, his answer. You'll have to ask Michael Cohen. Yesterday, word that longtime Trump friend and National Enquirer publisher David Pecker had been granted immunity for information about Michael Cohen. We also learned the Manhattan DA's office is considering pursuing criminal charges against the Trump Organization in connection with the hush money payments. And then today, we learned the Trump Organization's CFO was granted immunity as well.
There's two additional counts that it appears directly involve the President of the United States. Michael Cohen told the court, I and the CEO of a media company worked together with a candidate to keep information from becoming public. In coordination and connection with the same candidate, he made a second payment in October of 2016, just a few weeks before the election. He said that he was later then paid by that candidate in restitution for those funds. The judge asked him, did you know what you were doing was illegal? He stood up and he said, yes.
You can hear him say no. He gives that simple answer at first. Remind us how that answer migrated just over the course of this week.
Yeah, he said no. That's right. That was back in April. And since then, we've had a series of shifting explanations, including this week when the president, I believe he said in his interview with Fox and Friends, he knew about it later. So we have continued to see the president and the people around him sort of change their stories about these payments. And that's really, really what a lot of this week, where there was a whole series of difficult events of president, a lot of what this week has been about with this plea agreement with Michael Cohen, where he clearly implicates the president, saying that they coordinated to make these payments to these women that and the president still has not provided a full explanation.
The White House staff has had a very bad week. I was talking with one official earlier today who said it's not that they can't even figure out which way they need to be rowing the boat. They can't even come to a consensus on what ocean they're in the first place. There is absolutely no understanding of what facts are the basis of what is happening there. They ask one person, they get one answer. They ask another person, they get another. The president is seen as an unreliable person to answer questions about his own political fate. And at the same time, they're looking at the Justice Department halfway between the U.S. Capitol and the White House, accepting plea deals from people inside the president's inner circle, getting convictions of people who are his close associates, and offering immunity to people who have who potentially have a lot of information on the president's personal business dealings, and the president's family, quite frankly. All of that makes things very volatile at the White House and is really spooking Republicans around town as well. That I hear fear in their voice in a way that I haven't heard before on just other purely political controversies involving this president.
How the president handled things this week. He fully transitioned into mob boss mode. You could literally find his echo in a Gotti or his gangster of choice, Capone, or even a Corleone.
But you know that kid? You know, from the city we're talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The kid turned out to be a rat. As soon as he got pinched, he ratted everybody out. He ratted us all out.
I got this rat. This annoying, key-eating rat. And it brings up questions.
You learn the two greatest things in life.
What?
Look at me. Never rat on your friends. And always keep your mouth shut.
I'm not the rat, okay? I'm not the rat.
Start with you agree there is a rat.
You said there is one, all right?
I know all about flipping. For 30, 40 years, I've been watching flippers. Everything's wonderful, and then they get 10 years in jail, and they flip on whoever the next highest one is, or as high as you can go. It almost ought to be outlawed.
I will work with and appoint the best and brightest prosecutors and law enforcement officials to get the job properly done. I am the law and order candidate.
They are rolling up the members of the Trump crime family. Manafort, guilty. Cohen, pled guilty, currently singing. Alan Weisenberg, chief financial officer for the Trump Organization, singing. We heard Don McGahn, the White House counsel, is singing.
Inquiring minds want to know, what is in the safe?
Even Trump's old friend who buried all his shit in the National Enquirer, David Pecker. Apparently, there is so much dirt on Donald Trump. David Pecker kept a safe.
The Associated Press reporting the National Enquirer kept damaging stories about President Trump, along with details about hush money payments, locked away in a safe.
They had a vault at the National Enquirer.
Full of stories at the Enquirer.
One sign you might be a crook, your lawyer is going to jail. That's a little hint. Oh, Michael Cohen, Trump, boy, he turned on Michael Cohen. Trump tweeted out, if anyone is looking for a good lawyer, I strongly suggest don't retain the services of the guy I picked as my lawyer for the last 12 years.
Less than 1 week after Paul Manafort was convicted on bank and tax fraud charges, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Manafort's defense team held talks with prosecutors to try to resolve charges in his upcoming Washington, D.C. trial. The Journal reporting those plea discussions took place while the jury was deliberating in his last trial in Virginia, and that a deal was never reached. Quote, the plea talks on the second set of charges stalled over issues raised by special counsel Robert Mueller. One of the people said, it isn't clear what those issues were, and the proposed terms of the plea deal couldn't immediately be determined. Just last week, the president weighed in on Manafort's situation after he'd been found guilty, writing, quote, I feel very badly for Paul Manafort and his wonderful family. Justice took a 12-year-old tax case, among other things, applied tremendous pressure on him, and unlike Michael Cohen, he refused to break, make up stories in order to get a deal. Trump went on to say, quote, such respect for a brave man. Meanwhile, in a new interview with the New York Times, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani lays out his game plan in his defense of the president's. The Times reporting that Giuliani, quote, detailed for the first time his strategy for representing the president. In blunt and divisively political terms, Giuliani said he believes that since Mr. Trump is essentially having his day in court in real time, his jury is the public. The aggressive defense starts with his base, then it stretches out to independents, then to Democrats, Giuliani said. He readily acknowledged that he would never win over many on the left, but maintained that for others, impeachment was going too far. We saw some of this strategy at work over the weekend when Giuliani tweeted, quote, just a few days before 60-day run-up to 2018 elections. If Mueller wants to show he's not partisan, then issue a report on collusion and obstruction. They will show President Trump did nothing wrong. Then we will have to admit you were fair, and we will. Wow.
We are back, and I'm joined now by a very special guest, the President of the United States. Are we still going with that title? Yes? They're telling me yes? Okay, still good. Welcome, Mr. President. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you must be very busy cleaning out your desk. It has been quite a dramatic news week for you.
They make up lies. I've seen it many times. They make up things.
I mean, two former employees convicted, one implicating you as a co-conspirator in his crimes, a public feud with your attorney general, friends and allies, even doormen flipping on you left and right.
I know all about flipping. For 30, 40 years, I've been watching Flippers.
Such a good show.
Look, I didn't know Manafort well. He wasn't with the campaign long.
Well, then why don't we start with your former attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen?
I always found him to be a nice guy.
Were you aware of the hush money payments he is now saying were financed by the campaign per your instruction?
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me, and I tweeted about it. You know, I don't know if you know, but I tweeted about the payments, but they didn't come out of campaign.
Did they come out of the campaign?
They didn't come out of the campaign, and that's big.
Huge.
Because that could be
illegal.
A little dicey.
Or illegal.
But they weren't. It's not even a campaign violation. If you look at President Obama, he had a massive
David Pecker, your friend and CEO of the National Enquirer, has recently been granted immunity in the Cohen investigation and is said to have a lot of dirt on you.
I don't know. I've always had controversy in my life, and I've always succeeded. I've always won.
Well, some say you're about to win, most likely to get impeached.
I'll tell you what. If I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash.
If you ever got impeached?
I think everybody would be very poor.
Why, if you ever got impeached, you would...
You would probably start crying, then rehash all the lying and rhetoric you've preached. All the Dems would be smirking. Jim Acosta would start twerking if you ever got impeached.
If I ever got impeached...
You could just give in to Mueller, then go and get some color by lying on a beach. This is all natural, right? With the crimes you've been fixing, you could be another Nixon if you only got impeached.
I think the market would crash.
You'd be through and take with you our worries and our strife. You'd return to only burdening your wife, and we'd resume a normal life. Find a lawyer, cause you'll need one. Write a book, or learn to read one, or get your eyebrows bleached, cause... Just relax at the spa, go yourself at Mar-a-Lago when you, if you get impeached.
I don't know how you can impeach somebody who's done a great job.
You'd be more than implicated for laws you violated and protocols you breached.
Because without this thinking...
We could finally all stop drinking if you ever got impeached.
I think everybody would be very poor.
We would dance and sing and revel. No one else has hit the level of infamy you've reached. Giuliani could retire. Pence could join a gay men's choir if you ever get impeached.
The president did nothing wrong.
When you flee, take Huckabee. And finally I'll be calm. I'd ask Michael Avenatti to the prom. And Kellyanne could move to Guam. More than half the country's waiting, so think about the ratings. Cause when you gave your speech, we would all tune in to listen. You could finally go to prison.
I'm not involved. I wasn't charged with anything.
If you ever got impeached.
I think everybody would be very poor.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
What we're seeing is worse than Watergate.
This is Watergate on steroids.
Gentlemen, the president.
Gentlemen, this is our last damn leak. It's no way to run a goddamn government. Are we going to prosecute the hell out of Ellsberg and anyone else who wants to leak? And that means any one of you here who crosses the line, I'm personally going after them, okay? The permissiveness of this year is over. The belts are coming off and people are going to go to the woodshed. Because the government cannot survive with a counter-government inside it. I know how traitors operate. I've dealt with them all my life.
And I have always maintained what they were doing, what we were all doing, was not criminal. Look, when you're in office, you gotta do a lot of things sometimes that are not always, in the strictest sense of the law, legal. But you do them because they're in the greater interests of the nation.
Right, wait, just so I understand correctly. Are you really saying that in certain situations, the president can decide whether it's in the best interests of the nation and then do something illegal?
I'm saying that when the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
I'm sorry?
That's what I believe.
President.
What?
Sir, Congress is, sir, Congress is considering four articles of impeachment.
Yeah. For what?
They're very serious charges, sir. Huh? First, abuse of power.
Yeah.
Second, the obstruction of justice.
Yeah, what else?
Third, the failure to cooperate with the Congress.
Yeah. Fred, they sell tickets.
It's wrong.
They sell tickets to an impeachment like a damn circus. Okay, so they're impeaching me.
Well then, sir, we'll have to deal with the possibility of removal from office, loss of pension, possibly even prison.
Yeah, well, plenty of people did their best writing in prison. Like Gandhi, Lenin.
That's right.
What I know about this country, I could rip it apart. So if they want to They want a public humiliation. That's what they'll get.
Yes, they will.
I will never resign this office. Fire him.
Who?
Fire him.
But, sir, he works for the Attorney General.
Fire him, too. If you have to go all the way down to the janitor of the Justice Department, fire that.
Mr. President, may I just say something, sir? I think that you should welcome this subpoena.
The Twilight Bite with a cast iron mask, the Antichrist with a 5 o'clock shadow, Tim Dick is sick with prickly paranoia. He's a president, he's a great imposter, he's 1,000 years old, but he looks pretty good for a prehistoric telepathic fossil. He's a wicked man with an evil plan, and there's nothing, nothing left to get his way.
Donald.
Drunk.
Donald.
Drunk.
Donald.
Drunk.
Donald.
Drunk.
He'll send his wife to the taxidermist. Now she stands resplendent in a plain cloth coat as a mummified remains are wheeled around. Paul's cannibal pals, they cook the best, but his barbecues ever make the news. Not the White House backyard baby roast fiestas. And Cheyenne's dress and his apron says on scarlet letters, hail to the shed.
Donald.
Drunk.
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 The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State. from 1998. That was TNT from the album TNT from the band Tortoise.